very, very good thing. And it's they've had, patients have had, through research, patients have had much, much better outcomes with the insulin pump. And the insulin pump is set up like the pancreas. The pancreas is always, in normal people who have normal insulin from the normal pancreas, it's delivering insulin all the time, all day long, according to your blood sugar levels. So this is what the pump does, something similar to that. So it's a good thing. So you'll learn all about that from your diabetic educator if you find out that you are diabetic and you do indeed need to take insulin. Now, for those who don't need to take insulin because your blood sugar is not too high where it's so bad, if you have high blood sugar and you need to get it under control, your doctor can put you on anti-diabetic pills that control your blood sugar levels, and they control how much insulin. They help the pancreas to produce more insulin. They all work differently, and you could never ever take someone else's diabetic pill or someone else's insulin, never. And if you're not sure about your insulin dosage, or if you feel sick or anything like that, you should always contact your diabetic educator or your primary doctor, because you may be giving yourself the wrong amount of insulin,
right?
But you may have programmed it in there wrong. So and you do take classes to learn how to use the insulin pump. Okay, you don't just get it one day and use it the next. It's a period of time that you have to be sort of in class to learn how to use it. And so
you also mentioned that usually whenever you get the insulin pump, you have to stay in the hospital a couple of days to.
Yeah, sometimes they will keep you in the hospital, especially if you are a newly diagnosed diabetic, in particular type 1, and you know that you're going to have insulin all the time to live. So they will keep you in the hospital for an additional 2 or 3 days to teach you and make sure before you go home that you do, in fact, know how to use the pump and you've learned sufficiently. And, of course, you know, everybody learns different. Some people can pick it up really, really quickly and learn fast, and some take a long time. So they just make sure before they send you home, they will make sure that you know how to properly program it and make sure everything is okay. So that's about it for diabetes. And of course, it's a whole lot more.
I know.
It is. Diabetes is a huge topic, but it's treatable. As I said earlier, it is a treatable illness. And it doesn't have to be as bad as it is. So if everybody starts, if we start talking about diabetes more often and having little programs such as this, we might not reach that epidemic proportion that the CDC is talking about in the year 2050. We may not even get to that if people learn about it, if it's taught out in the public more.
Absolutely. So, and it has to be treated seriously. I mean, this is something that, excuse me, this is something that you don't play with. Because I told you before that one of my coworkers had an insulin pump, and he died at his desk at work because he would readjust that insulin pump so many times. He would go out and eat something. Excuse me. He would eat something or drink something, and then just give himself a big dose of insulin, and it didn't work. It was fatal for him. To do that. It has to be treated. And this was a young man. Excuse me. It has to be treated seriously. Well, Mrs. Johnson, I thank you so much for being with us today and explaining this huge illness to us. And it brought about more understanding about diabetes, how it's treated, and the different types of diabetes and the causes and all of the things that are involved with this. And like you said, it's even more information out that is bigger than this. But this is, is a lot of information, and I do appreciate you so much for being with us today. Thank you so much.
And you're quite welcome, and it was all my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
The Second Union Missionary Baptist Church will be honoring Sister Faye Martin in loving memory of Pastor Joseph Martin Jr. for 23 years of dedicated and faithful service. Sunday, November 10th at 2 p.m. And there'll be a mortgage burning ceremony. The guest speaker will be Reverend Tom Hamilton and the Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church. That's the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church, Sunday, November 10th at 2 p.m.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
On the marquee, Romans chapter 12, and I'm going to read verse 3 through verse 16. It's going to be on the screen, and I'm going to read rather swiftly. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, a ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teaches on teaching, or he that exalted on exaltation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that soweth mercy, show it mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affected one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing instance in prayer, distributing to the necessities of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. From that, I want to just talk. I said I wasn't going to get emotional. I don't plan on breaking any sweat. I want to talk about this morning our relationship to other believers. Our relationship to other believers. You recall when we celebrated our church's 121st annual, I spoke from Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And I talked about our relationship to God. And today I'd like to continue to talk about relationship, but I feel compelled to talk about our relationship to other believers. You recall those who took notes that I mentioned in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, that we saw the fourth therefore that Paul uses in this letter to the church at Rome. At Romans chapter 3, verse 20, he used the first therefore, which was the therefore of condemnation, declaring that the whole world is guilty before God. Amen. Move on to Romans chapter 5, verse 1, we see the therefore of justification. The second therefore, declaring that we are justified through faith in Jesus Christ. Keep on reading and we get to Romans chapter 8. Praise God, after Paul had just talked about his struggle in chapter 7, we see the third therefore, that's a therefore of assurance, declaring that those who are in Christ Jesus and who walk according to the Spirit of God are assured of heaven. Then we come to chapter 12, where we find the fourth therefore. And I mentioned that that was the therefore of dedication. And it's this dedication that is the basis for the relationships that Paul discusses in this chapter. And as I mentioned, we've already talked about relationship to God. Praise God, I told you that the things that we are to dedicate to God, those things that we are to give God. Said we ought to give God our body. Praise God, we ought to give God our mind. And we ought to give God our will. But today I want to talk about our relationship to other believers. Perhaps you are sitting next to a believer, say, believer, pastor is going to talk about my relationship to you as a believer. See, we have to understand that when Paul was writing This letter he was writing